We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, here we go. Today's Savage or Sensible. My coworker practices free bleeding. Would you like to get into this for us, Whitney?
Yeah. So we got...
Would you like to say that it's not you?
What? No, it's not me. What do you mean?
Yeah, you're not the
coworker. We got this message on Instagram in our DMs at 98PXY Rochester from Marissa, who said that she works with somebody who practices free bleeding when she is on her period. And if you don't know what that is, if you've never heard of it, it is simply the act of a woman not wearing a pad, tampon, or anything else to collect her menstrual blood. Women do this for a number of reasons, including bringing awareness to those without access to feminine hygiene products, as well as to shed the stigma attached to period blood. And also just some women just aren't comfortable with wearing like a, you know, pads can feel like diapers, tampons.
It doesn't,
you know,
like,
toxic
it doesn't,
shock syndrome.
It
is
doesn't
a possibility.
Sound comfortable. It doesn't.
And what? Oh, wearing something?
It doesn't sound comfortable.
Right. So women do this for a number of reasons. Not a lot of women do it. I don't think there are any statistics.
Well, I was like, do any? The ones I've heard of have been bloggers who have been doing it literally for writing stories and getting clicks and video hits and all that stuff.
So they did this at BuzzFeed and they did a video. This was maybe a year or two ago.
Exactly.
And what they did was they did, because they were doing it at work, they put... It looks like a wee wee pad.
It's,
for
it's
like
what
a
dogs use.
For dogs. They put it on their desk chair, and anywhere they went, they sat on that so that they weren't like getting there. Because a lot of people on Facebook are like, oh, fluids everywhere, gross. But the fluids were not, the blood was not everywhere.
I'm just confused. So, like, do you have pants on? Like, don't you ruin your pants? I'm very confused by the logistics of this.
I think, so if I recall from the BuzzFeed video that I watched, they wore, you know, they wore like black pants or whatever so that it wasn't visible.
How many times do you have to change?
I think they changed 2 or 3 times. I mean, look.
That sounds like a pain in the ass. You know what sounds like less of a pain in the ass? Using a tampon.
Okay. Not for me. All right. I have no interest in practicing free bleeding. I'd be very uncomfortable. But I'm not going to say savage because I will never tell another woman what to do with her body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to tell somebody what to do with their body. And when it comes to menstruation, it's a function of the female body that you can't control. You can't hold it in. It's not like peeing or going to the bathroom, as some people are saying on Facebook. So I'm not going to say, you know, if as long as I don't have to come in contact with your blood at the office and you're sitting on a pad, fine, do what you have to do.
I would love to film the reaction you would have if you had to walk to the garbage can and you looked in and saw the remnants of a heavy flow PP pad. You would lose your damn mind.
You would probably wrap it up the same way you do with a pad in the bathroom. It's not like exposed. It's not like you would just dump it in the trash like exposed.
I didn't think any like normal actual people did this. I thought again it was just bloggers trying to essentially get clicks by kind of playing up the feminism angle. But we are getting a couple of tweets here coming through. Erica saying, I free bleed, my IUD makes my period so light that I wouldn't need more than maybe one tampon for an entire 24 hours, so I just don't use them. I mean, it's one of those things, like, if you don't know, I guess it wouldn't bother me, but if I walked by and a coworker sitting on a pee-pee pad, that would weird me out. That would be a little strange to me.
Well, yeah. Okay, here's my question, though. A lot of people on Facebook are saying, disgusting, biohazard issue, all this stuff. So, we love our nurses. A lot of nurses listen to this show. If you are a nurse or a doctor, call in now, 222-9800. Would this actually be a health issue? Because in that case, maybe change my stance to savage.
It's a bodily function.
I know,
right?
But is there really danger to other people?
Well, if you're contacting someone in contact with someone else's blood, yeah, there is. I mean, if they have some sort of disease, think about the people that are the janitorial staff here, for example. I've taken out the trash. What if
they do
some...
that in the bathroom all the time for the products in there.
Yeah, but they don't expect it like in the garbage can next to someone's desk.
But I'm saying if this was normalized, then they would expect it. And by the way, if you're doing it on one of the wee wee pad things, like you still would have to like wrap it up properly. You don't just like toss it in there with like blood dripping everywhere. I mean, let's not act like these people are, you know, they're not monsters.
I think that's what comes to mind when you hear about this, is just like the heaviest flow imaginable. It's like you imagine a murder scene, right? That's what's coming to mind.
Oh my God.
It's what it is for me. And like, look, if you want to do this at your home in your free time, mm-hmm. fine.
Your free time, like fine. It's a hobby.
Like, I would be curious to hear from some managers, because that's going to be a distraction. You're going to distract people that you work with, whether that's your goal or not. Like, that's going to actually end up hurting productivity. Let's go past, like, just people being grossed out. Like, there's going to be coworkers. You're seeing the reaction on Facebook.
Right.
That's the majority of the reaction people are going to have.
Well, immediately.
It's going to be a problem. Look.
But, like, down the line, if people started doing this, and if it was sanitary and it was contained, mm-hmm. Look. And again, not for me. I'm not saying I would ever do this. I don't have any interest in doing it. But there are women who do it, and I want to respect them and their choice. And I think that, you know, if it were normalized a bit, then 10, 15, 20 years down the road, maybe it wouldn't be a big productivity issue. You know?
Is this the way to normalize it, though?
Or yes, is this the only way to normalize it is to be exposed.
Now, would you say, like me, for instance, say I wanted to prove a point of I think there's too many chemicals in the things we use to wash our bodies, where I just don't shower. I just don't bathe.
I mean, you already stink.
I smell great, by the way. I just shower every day. But I'm just saying, would you find that savage? If I came in here and like it's been like a week.
It would be gross.
Ripe, to say the least.
Ew.
Ripe.
No.
Savage or sensible?
Yeah, it'd be gross.
So, can you please take a stance?
Yeah.
Pick a side, coward.
Wouldn't be for me, you know. But I mean, it's your body.
We got a lot of people that want
your body, your choice.
Got a lot of people that want to jump in on this. You'd be up at HR so fast, by the way. You're such a liar. 222-9800. Alicia from Rochester, you want to jump in on Savage or Sensible?
Yeah, I'm actually a nurse.
Oh.
So I'm calling. I agree with Whitney. I'm not here to tell someone, a woman, how they can do, like, manage their period, like, whatever they want to do, that's fine.
Right.
But coming from, like, a professional standpoint, it's very unsanitary. I mean,
okay.
You don't know what if you don't have a pee-pee pad, or what if you don't have that, and, like, you sit somewhere. Also, like, the lady that was talking about an IUD
thing,
I see, like, maybe that, because it's not as much blood, but we've progressed in so much time, and women have been given like pads and tampons to help with this stuff, so why not use it? You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
It just seems, I don't know many women who would want to do this. Like, it just seems more uncomfortable for you guys. Like, bringing 9 pairs of pants to work, like, just in case?
Yeah, it's more just of an inconvenience. Like, I'm all for women's rights and everything, but if we've got things to help make a woman's life easier, why not use them?
Right.
Sure, absolutely. Well, thanks for calling in this morning. Yeah, we appreciate you. Thank you for all you do, by the way,
as
a nurse.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Danielle's on the phone right now. Danielle, do you think it's savage or sensible to free bleed at work?
It is definitely savage because it is a biohazard.
Okay. A lot
are
of people
you,
confirming
are you a nurse?
Biohazard.
Or a doctor?
A nurse.
You are a nurse.
Another nurse.
Okay. All right, cool. So, I mean, in that case, so here's my question. Because in the BuzzFeed video that went viral where they did this like a year or two ago, they were sitting on like wee-wee pads, so the blood was not going everywhere. And then they like collected the pad and threw it away the same way you would with a tampon or a pad. So in that case, what is the difference?
When you go to the doctor and you see the needle container, this is biohazard.
Yes.
You're bleeding outside of your pants. That can be transferred anywhere.
Okay.
Well, think about this. Think about, say, that they you know, they have their pants on, they're doing the free bleeding thing, you know, say they forget and sit in a different chair and have their pee-pee pad down. Like, Whitney, honestly answer this question.
Yeah.
Even if they use a pee-pee pad, are you sitting in that person's chair?
No, I'm not going to sit in their chair.
I'm saying, like, let's say, like, they wanted a trade. They've been using the pad. What's the problem?
No.
What's the difference?
No, I don't want to switch chairs.
Why?
Because I don't want to switch chairs. Because I don't want to come in contact with the blood.
See, it opens up to a lot of problems, I think, is what happens here.
You don't knowingly come in contact. They could make a mistake and forget, and it gets spread.
But what if, like, somebody leaks through their tampon? That happens all the time.
It does, but not as much as, say, somebody using a wee-wee pad.
Right, right.
Also, that's I can't get out of my head. Like, honestly, I'm sorry. I just can't get out of my head walking by someone's desk and be like, wait a second. What are you sitting on?
Yeah.
But thank you for calling in this morning. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Yep, bye. Rachel from Greece on the line right now. Savage or sensible to free bleed at work?
I think it's sensible within reason. It
okay.
depends.
Okay.
Because for me, I have free blood, but I take birth control.
Okay.
It's very, very light. I only have like one day where it's anything substantial.
That's similar to the person that tweeted us.
Yes.
Right. And there's only two reasons really to do it, either for comfort or because of the chemicals in the sanitary product. But there are so many different things you can do now.
Yeah.
Like, they make underwear that you can free bleed in. That are,
right.
They're regular underwear. So like, if you had a heavy day and you couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Then wear those. But I would not. I mean, who wants to be sitting basically in a puddle of liquid at work?
Well, right, and sure.
That's not comfort.
And also, if you think about it, like, if you're bleeding anywhere, I mean, if you have a nosebleed, if you have a cut on your arm or a gash or something like that, no matter where you're bleeding from, you try to stop it. Like, you try to, you know, you put right. a Band-Aid on it. Like, so no one ever really wants to be free bleeding it from anywhere.
Well, that's not true. There are definitely people out there that are doing it because they're doing it to prove a point.
Well, of course, but, no, they're trying to raise awareness. But
yeah,
like, I'm saying for me, if I'm bleeding, I want the bleeding to, you know,
sure, yeah, yeah.
be collected.
Well, it's like when I got the nosebleed.
Oh, God, that was horrific. You know what? You should have put a tampon in your nose, Corey.
If I had one, I literally would have. Like, I'm not above that, I swear.
Isolating that.
Thank you for calling in this morning. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right, getting a ton of comments on Facebook, a ton of texts coming through. We got to go to the poll right now. You ready, Whitney?
I'm ready.
Okay. All According right. to the poll at 98pxy.com, free bleeding at work, 95% of the vote says...
Savagery. Wow, I'm so surprised.
I know, you're shocked.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.